Okay, hi, welcome to the use case realization call for February 8th, 2021. Today we have a presentation on intent framework and intent modeling. This is our first meeting where we're shifting to Mondays as well. So we're shifting to every other Monday. And we'll have the 5G call probably every other month now instead of every month. And then we have some upcoming meetings for CMPV2 overview, use case overview, and the PNF software upgrade use case overview given by Zhu, and CMPV2 given by Powell coming up. So those are some of the upcoming meetings. And I've also created a presentation on some of the tasks that are happening in the realization call. And last time we spoke about some of those tasks, so you can look at those here. And we're kind of reassessing some of the things that we may be working on here. So, okay. And with that, I'm just gonna turn that over to you guys. So.
Yes, hi Ben. You can let me share my screen.
Great.
Yeah, see this one. Oh, I'm forbidden. Right?
Oh, sorry. Okay. Does it work?
Oh, yeah. It works. Okay. So can you see my screen now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And today, and my colleague Fang Yu and I will present this topic since we plan to shoot another topic come from telecom. I think if we have time, but Doc Dong is absent, so we can give that wiki page. So let me start my introduction. Okay, so this topic is about intent framework and intent modeling in Honolulu release. And this topic was proposed by three organizations, Huawei from China Mobile, and Zhonghe here from China Telecom, and Fang and me from Huawei. And you know that in R7, intent technology was proposed as a proof of concept. Here is the GR number. And in this release, we continue to propose it as a proof of concept. And the purpose is to enhance OLAP with intent framework. It is a general purpose platform, and we will show the architecture and also the interface between this intent framework and OLAP components. So, and also we will introduce the use case in this topic. So, and I will introduce the first part about this background, and my colleague Fang Yu we are presenting the second part. So, and here is the background from standard 3GPP. And in there, introduced the intent as a micro service. So you can see here, it's an example of this intent-driven management service for specific use case. Name is in network provisioning. And here is the subscription number, is 28812. So the name is intent-driven management service. And in this specifications, there define three levels. The first level is the intent from CSC. It means the business level. In this level, it shows that the consumer service communication service consumer to provide what they want and without knowing how to do. And the second level is intent from CSP, means the communication service provider. But also, this customer can express an intent about what they want to do and without knowing how to do. So you can see this picture here. In OnLive, we means in this level, intent from CSP. It is the communication service provider, network operator level here. So this is the background from 3GPP. And next we will show what we have
done. I have a quick question on that. Is there some coordination between these different levels, the CSC, CSP, and NOP? Like if I have some intention at the CSC business level, does that somehow translate down or be modeled down to the other levels, the lower levels?
Actually, there is a very weak relation between correlation between each other. That means you can implement intent CSC by intent CSP. Also, you can use the existing mechanism. So, is it clear? For example, for network operator level, operator can input the intent at this level. And to implement that, you can use the sub-intent, like intent NOP level, or you can use the existing or the legacy mechanism.
I see. So you mentioned like a sub-intent level. I guess that maybe an intention, if I have an intention at the business to achieve some throughput or some goal, then does that get sent down as a sub-intent to the CSP level? Did I hear right?
Yeah. Actually, there are many use cases in these specifications. They didn't enforce you to use sub-intent, but if you can use it, it is better, right? So there is no strong relationship between these different levels.
I see, okay. And at the top there, you have IDM. Is that information data model?
IDMS? IDM means the intent-driven management.
Oh, intent-driven management. Okay, it's too many acronyms. Right. I see, okay. And also, another question, how much is really specified in the 3GPP 28.812 standards? Did they just kind of broadly define basic concepts? I haven't looked into that standard.
Actually, right now it is a technical report for this specifications in R16. But in R17, it is a technical TS in R17.
Oh, I see. Okay. So it's just a proposal in R16, and this year is R17. So it'll be an actual technical spec. And I see. Okay. Thank you. Any questions from anybody else? This is like a pretty important slide, I feel, for the overall view of the thing.
Yeah. In this subscription, it gives the many use case. And also this two picture there. And something about intent expression means the intent modeling. So we use this use case and to show how to model the intent in this proof of concept.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, let me move along. And this is what we have done in Guilin release, and it was done by China Telecom and Huawei. So it's a proof of concept also now. And LEMI is intent-based network, POC. The topic is use for vertical industry in this means the smart warehouse management. So you can see this picture here. We have a red line here. Above this line is intent CSP processing procedure. And below this layer, it is the, below this layer, it is in here, CSP level. We have some assumptions for this greening POC. The first one is the assisted business system. Here we are provide some business models. In this talk, we use the capability of AGV's output volume here. And the second assumption is the network has been already deployed in the base station. There are two base stations deployed, and the network resource was configured there. Also, in each base station, we configure three cells for them. And for the first base station, there are two active cells, and for the second base station, there was one active cell. And the third assumption is the capability of maximum the UE connections of each cell was configured in CMDB because we don't use CPS in greening release. So we use our own configuration management database here. So we configure this information in this database. Okay, this is the whole assumptions and the whole procedure is coming from here. The first step is the warehouse manager to input the business intent through its intent user interface. This means there will be you input. Please increase the output volume to 40 hundred per hour. And this business intent will go to intent framework. And inside this intent framework, it will translate this business. So the second step is to get this business model from this assisted system and translate this intent into network intent. So the network intent here means please to scale this network deploying warehouse F to support 400 UEs. And this sub intent means from we'll send to the low level intent framework. So we will send this network intent to this intent framework here. And this is the second level intent, means intent from CSP. And the number, how much? Five. Okay. We'll get the necessary information from AI and also from our CMDB, such as the sales date and sales information here. And also to get to query the PNFs and also some necessary informations from AI. So inside this intent framework, you will based on this information to help the translation. And after that, you will invoke the self-service API provided by CDS. That means they will to activate the cell, the inactive cells. So they will send a request to our EMS and also run node. After that, this EMS and run will synchronize the cell state to the CMDB. So this is the whole procedure in our greening POC. I have some takeaways conclusion here. First one is we use this intent framework to do the intent management at different levels, intent CSA and CSP level. So during the IntentSSP processing here, Intent Framework translates the network intent into the configuration management operations, which is provided by CDS. And the third one is the Intent Framework in Guinea release. It is, was a standalone component as a whole service. So that is the conclusion for our Guinea POC. So any question for that?
Yeah, I have two questions. So for the business model, is that an actual like model, like a data model or information model that you like a Yang, a definite defined model? How does the intent framework know about things that it needs to manage and then understand those sort of, you know, ideas and concepts? I assume that's what the business model is for, right?
Yeah. The first thing, it is, I want to say it is not a Yang model or some other. It is just the information from the assisted system. I have give the detail about here. It is the capability of AGV's output volume. So because the warehouse manager want to increase the whole output volume to 40,000, and it doesn't know how what is the capability of each AGVs. So indeed, this information is provided by this city system. So this is.
What I'm getting at is thinking of about a little bit bigger picture. If somebody wants to generalize the intent management to maybe different networks or different verticals or different, you know, domains, and ONAP is managing both a RAN network and a transport network and a, you know, FWA network. Somehow you probably need to model things in such a way that it's more generalized. So, and I realize you're just getting started and this is just a POC, but maybe some thought needs to be given also to introducing some framework to make it so that it's, you can capture some of the things that you're trying to intentionalize, let's say, right?
You have a good question. How to make this intent framework general enough, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's our vision, right? Where you have, so we know it is very, very hard to make it general, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, otherwise, that's fine for a POC, you know. I mean, you know, you have one very specific thing you're trying to solve with a few cells and you just want to demonstrate something. But I think as you move forward, you probably also need to engage the modeling team to help you think about those general concepts that you can capture.
Well, we have some basic idea about that. Oh, but that's the question. Okay. I'll introduce it later.
Okay, I'll wait. Then my second question was, shouldn't there be some sort of like feedback loop between, you know, I've done something and now I want to know if that something worked? Is there?
Yeah. We have a whole picture here, and I think.
Okay, I'll wait. Thanks.
Yeah. I have a quick question here. Can you go back to the previous slide?
This one?
Yeah, the CMDB part. What the type of information you store in the CMDB? So if you have following slide, describe that, then I can wait. Otherwise, maybe just give example of the information you store there.
Oh, okay, yeah. So here is one thing that we store. There is this one, the capability of max number UE connections of each cell. So another information is the network resource modeling. So I don't know if how to say the NRM informations. So we think it is not suitable to store them in ANAI or any other things, but in Honolulu release, we have a CPS a project. I think it is the similar things.
I see. So, okay. So then, yeah, then from that perspective, there might be some future collaboration with the CPS, because that's could intend to store NRM as well. So,
yeah.
Right? Because you have NRM information stored in the CMDB. Okay. All right. Yeah. Go on. Okay. Go on. Thank you.
I have a question here. With respect to the intent communication service consumer and service provider, I mean, I understand that there is a business need where the warehouse manager has some need, and then which will be sent through the intent interface, and the assisted vertical industry business system will translate that intent to that need to. My point is in that vertical industry business system, how will map that business need to the output where it came to require for a 400 AGV, for instance. So there is a request to increase to a volume to 40,000, and the assisted is translating that to 400 AGV. Is there any machine learning model, trained model, which does that, or any business logic to come up with this result before it goes down to on a platform?
Okay, so firstly, it's not this assisted to the translation. It is intent framework to this translation. Okay. So this system will just provide the necessary information. So I have said this example here. And the second one, we don't use any machine learning model in this PLC. So it's just a simple calculation logic.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
So it's very specific, I think, Kemal, to this particular use case, this particular example. I think they kind of hard coded in the intent algorithm and I think that, so one natural question would be, you know, do you need to have new plugins basically to have new uses and new managed things? I think that's where some of that my question about modeling and generalization will eventually be important.
Yeah. What we want to say is we hope this intent framework can implement intents for different levels. So just in this creating POC, we can use this in CSP level and also in this CSC level. Yeah. And also you can implement or deploy the intent framework in network element. So we hope that, but we know it is difficult. Yeah, it's hard to make it general. Yeah. So any question for that? If we can continue.
Maybe it's my turn.
Yeah.
Okay. So my name is Fang Yu. I'm Yaoguang's team member. So I will do the rest part of this presentation. First of all, I want to introduce the architecture of this intent framework. It's our port in this Honolulu release. So in this figure, we describe the architecture here. So we designed this intent framework as an independent module, which can take a high-level business score, which is called the intent as an input. So it can convert this intent input to the necessary network configuration or network operation to achieve the network consumer score. It contains four major components, which are drawn in orange in this figure. The first component is intent management, which can provide the northbound interface for the consumers. Then also it also include intent schema and instance management in this component. And so in general, it can handle the intent input from the network consumer or the network operator. The second component is intent translation, which can translate the high-level business goal, as we call it intent before, from the end users, and convert it to the network, to necessary network configuration or orchestration request. We call it candidate network solutions. And the third part is intent decision and execution, which can decide which candidate solution should be the best one. And it can also trigger the other component of ONAP to finish its operation and achieve the network goal. The last component is the intent database, which is used to store the intent schema and the intent instance information, and also the intent knowledge, which is used to help the intent translation component to translate the intent input to the corresponding candidate network solutions. So that's the whole architecture here. Maybe next slide.
So I want
next
to,
yeah, next yeah. slide. Thank you.
Oh wait, so that's on, the wait, detail. Quick question on that previous slide.
Yeah, Ben.
You show the intent database as separate from like ONAP CPS. Are you storing stuff in CPS, right? You don't need a separate intent database eventually, right? Maybe for the POC.
Well, actually, in this port, we don't want to store anything in other database in the ONAP. So that's why we designed as an independent module here. Maybe in the future, if we want to integrate into the ONAP, we will store everything in the ONAP database.
I see. Okay.
Hi, Ben. I want to say there are two. This information is different. In CPS, there is the configuration data, and in this database, it is intent instance.
Yeah.
And
the
intent.
It also contains the intent knowledge, which helps the intent translation to translate the intent input.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean the CPS isn't just for configuration. It can also be, it can store whatever you want. But of course, if there's some use case specific thing, you know, you can store it in a separate thing. But the basic idea of CPS is to store network element type data, but things related to your network. And whatever that might be. So, or even like, like in the vertical industry use case, storing the tenant information, that kind of thing. So generally speaking,
we think about it.
Yeah. 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 And okay. I know this is just a POC. So maybe in the long term, there's more integration, or maybe next 2 weeks from now, we're due to have the 5G call. Maybe we can, I can call the CPS team together with you guys and have a discussion on that too.
Yes, Ben.
And actually for this POC, we also need some network information. So, but the simplification, we store this network information here. Okay, but in the long run, we can reuse this information from CPS. Yeah. So I request for this
slide.
Intent decision and execution. I understand this component or this module will allow you to create your intent decision rules, right? I mean the intent decision should be created in this module, or how this is working. I mean, I'm just trying to make the analogy with the ONAP policy.
It's an open idea here. because we can use the on-app policy, because we can write some rules in the on-app policy to help the intent decision to make a decision, or we can just hard code some logic decision here. So in this fork, we think it's an open idea here.
Okay.
Yeah, I was just about to say, Kamal, I think the dotted line to on-app policy, really, essentially, you could probably code all of the intent stuff as a policy or set of policies, so that
yes,
you know, you when something happens, you write a rule like I want to increase my factory output or whatever, and that policy gets translated into a set of action. I mean, that's the whole idea of the policy platform component, and Clamp as well. So probably some of this needs to be incorporated into eventually a set of policies, I would think. But for the POC, you know, they can hard code whatever. So
Yeah.
Yes, maybe we can go to the next slide.
This one?
Okay.
Or
maybe we can skip this because it's all the detailed description about the components I described before. Okay, so in this slide, I will describe the POC use case here in this release. We call the intent-driven network provision. So at first, the network consumer or the network operator can express or input its intent in a we call it intent schema. In the corner, in the left corner is an example of this intent schema. It contains two major parts. The first one we call the intent action, which contains action name and also its property here. And second part is the intent object, which also contains a name and it also has its corresponding property here. And in this example, it has an area name. It means the target area you want to operate. And also it contains service profile, such as the capacity you want to hold in this network, and also the desired average download throughput you want to achieve in the network. So after the network consumer input is this intent impression, the intent management can handle this input and transmit this intent expression to the intent translation component. In the intent translation, it can do the lexical and grammatical analysis to check whether it's legal or not. It can also query the intent knowledge from the intent management or the intent database to help to translate intent input to the candidate network solution, such as create a network slice or do some optimization in the network configuration. So it will send all the candidate network solution to the intent decision and the execution component. In there, it can make a decision to select the best one. So maybe here, for example, then if the solution is to create a network slice, it will send the create slice service request to the SO. And in the end, if all the operation is finished, it can query the slice info from the AI and also send the notification to the intent management. So we also the network consumer can query the status of its previous intent input through this by this query intent API. So that's the whole process of our use case here. Any question about that?
Yeah. So on the left, on the intent specification, the schema. Yeah. Is that actually specified in 3GPP? Or are you following some kind of?
We use the model in 3GPP 20 and 20.812.
So they have a kind of model that they suggest a kind of model for that.
Yes,
like the action name properties.
Yeah, okay. Haben, there they are mentioned the intent actions and also intent objects, but it don't mention this
the contents.
Yeah, content. Yeah.
Okay.
It's describe
so it's
our
just
model.
A broad framework. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to clarify these two things. Action means what you want for this input. POC, you want to do the allocate a network, so means network provisioning. So intent object means which object this intent will affect. So in this POC, it's an area, and also you need to give the area name and also some additional information. So it's just a clarification for this.
So maybe Andy, is there some, it feels like there should be some modeling work here at the platform information model maybe for, I'm not as familiar with the this
Andy,
aspect of the platform information model, maybe.
I suspect there is, because we are sharing information across components, right?
Right.
So any of the interactions to the existing systems, SOA, AI, and policy, especially ought to have the information that's exchanged modeled at least.
Yeah, so we have, they're showing a lot of other components involved here, but between the UI component and the intent framework, I guess does it reside in DCAE? Where does it sit in, right? What does it, is it going to sit in
that's a good question. Is it a distinct component or is it a plugin to DCAE?
Oh yeah, right now it's a separate component. We have four containers for this intent framework.
Okay, so whatever it is, either it's a separate component or part of another component, there's definitely some communication across those that probably needs to be modeled about, at the modeling level of how information is shared between things in ONAP as well. Yeah, okay.
I mean, unless it uses the existing model and it doesn't require any changes. So if you're just using existing SO or AI APIs and the information's already in those APIs, you're not really changing anything. It may not need additional modeling.
But if you're creating
new types of inventory, maybe it does. We did talk about in the resource modeling poll today. We talked at the very end. We talked about the new work that we have going on with topology modeling.
Okay.
Which might be relevant here too.
Yeah, and also it feels like this is kind of an intention model, if for lack of a better term, or I have an operator would like to have something achieved, like a goal target or something. And I don't know that kind of thing is generally modeled yet. And again, this is in R7, R8 as POCs.
Yeah, the thing is, are you exposing it through external API? And at that point, if you do want to expose it, you should have a model for the intent policies.
Yeah, that's my feeling. It probably should be a platform information model thing here somewhere.
Yeah, and it probably would hit external API somehow, I would think.
Yeah, certainly.
But you have swagger. You have some swagger representation for the intents already, so there's probably some at least data model describing them. So it shouldn't be too difficult to create a UML around that, I would think.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a standalone container, there must be some kind of API that you're using between UUI and the things in the blue dotted line boxes. Right?
Yeah, I mean, they have the post intents.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. We have one slide for this API. Okay.
Yeah, we list the offer and consume API in this slide. It will, the intent framework will offer two API here. once implement intent, which is due to create the intent instance from the network consumer. And the second one is query intent, which help to get information about the previous intent input. And they will also use two API, which is offered by SO. One is create slice service, and the other one is service instantiation. So that's for API here. We will use or offer in this park. Maybe next slide. Okay, I will do a short conclusion about our part here. So in this release, Honor release, we will display a demo in the future about this intent framework, maybe in a few months, one or two. And in the next release, we want to do something about the intent UI. We want to develop the intent UI integrated with this intent framework, and also want to do something in the design time. So we will develop the intent design studio, which is used to manage the intent schema and will help the network operator to manage or design the intent schema. We also want to explore more use case in the future. So that's all.
Yeah. So I have a question. Intent, you say intent management, different levels, the intent CSC, at such a high level, at the business level, how are you showing that in your POC? Is that something you even need to do? Is that, aren't you, like, ONAP is basically at the CSP level, the intent CSP level, right? So I think that's the factory worker thing wants for 400,000 or whatever throughput or something, right? So So the warehouse manager, that's the CSP level, right? That's the CSC level, number one,
CSC,
right?
CSC level, yeah.
And so that intent interface, so two and points two and three are at the CSP level, which is ONAP, right? And so that intent interface is essentially an interface between a CSC, some kind of CSC interface or application to ONAP. Is that right? So between number one and number two and three in the flow, it's essentially some external interface to something outside of ONAP, right?
Yeah, it's either two different system or two different platform. One, two, and three is CSC level, and it will send intent expression means. Intended instance through this interface.
Oh, I see. Okay, I see. So basically, the intent interface, that green box that you have with intent interface there. So that's basically an application that is outside of ONAP.
It's just a user interface.
Yes. So, that's the CSC level user interface, right?
Yeah.
And so basically, that is an interface somewhere between that box and the line, the point number four, right? The flow and four. Something has to translate it into something ONAP can understand generally, right?
Yeah.
And right now, you've kind of hard-coded to call directly your intent framework container. But do you envision that to eventually go through like an external API, one of the northbound ONAP interfaces?
If another system want to call the API provided by ONAP, it should be exposed by external API framework.
Yeah. So go ahead.
In our greening POC, we just called, the two different containers.
Right. So my thinking is, maybe I'm thinking a little bit further in the future. You have a business API, and you don't really know what that API is really going to be or look like or whatever. and they can have all sorts of different kinds of interfaces or user apps or whatever. And somehow eventually you're going to request whoever wants to work with ONAP to have some sort of standardized call into ONAP, maybe through, you know, the external API or, you know, one of the various northbound interfaces to ONAP. Have you given some thought to what that will be? I mean, I assume right now you're hard coding it or whatever, that's fine. But I assume in the future that you have to have some sort of way to interface through that. So I'm more familiar with sort of the southbound interfaces. Like in the southbound, there's a virtual event streaming, like the VES messages that are standardized. So it tells you, you can have these 15 different kinds of messages and they have to be of this format, and anything that wants to work with, you know, DCAE or DMAP and post things and topics has to follow these kinds of things. And I see the 3GPP TS28.812 has certain concepts that you can specify, and maybe those concepts are things that you can generalize into basic northbound requests coming into ONAP, right? Have you given some thought to that?
Okay. I try to answer his question, because the first thing is what we want to expose by the external API framework. For example, these two API, implement intent or query intent. Right now, these two API are provided by intent framework. But if another system want to use this API, it should call the external API framework, right? So this step 1, the 11, should be exposed by external API framework.
Okay, I see. And
One thing, yeah.
And so basically other things that want to use this intent-based system will follow that external API that you've specified into the intent framework.
Yeah.
Container.
Okay, so second thing I want to say, if you you can see this, we have another dashed line here. It is connected to different intent framework, right? So same like intent CSC and intent CSP. So after the intent decision execution, it can send sub intent to another system. Means a low level intent system here for the intent NLP. So this interface is also similar with this one, post intent or implement intent, also something like this. So we don't have a dedicated use case for this this flow. So, but maybe in the future we can find this use case.
I see. So there could be another network that you connect to.
A low level?
A lower level network.
Yeah. You can see this here. Lower level. So this intent NLP. Okay.
And that could be another ONAP instance, like an Edge ONAP deployment.
Yeah. Edge ONAP or also maybe in the network element. Yeah.
I see.
So in Guini release, we demonstrate this flow from intent API from here and to call the configuration management here. And the Hololoon release, we show this line, this flow to orchestration request to SO.
Okay. And are you using now BPMNs or building blocks or how?
Here we just reuse the existing BPMN workflow. Okay, you can see we use two. Okay, one is the create size service, and another is
service instantiation.
Yeah,
I see. And I think at the VDDF, there was a demo. I think there was a demo, right? That you showed.
Oh no, we don't show the demo, but I think we have a OnLab intense special session, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We just show also this idea there because it's just 2 days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you are very familiar with that.
Yes, yeah. And I think also what was interesting in that session was there was some discussion about some of the research done and at universities. Dr. Dong, I think, was speaking, was it? Yeah. About more intent-driven networks, intent-based networks in general. Yeah.
Yeah, Dr. Dong from China Telecom, can you link for this one in Honolulu? It's a functional requirement. Oh, I'm sure you can.
Oh, see. I think I was just talking about some of the other presentations given in the special session. Yeah.
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 Dr. Wong is absent today because you know the Chinese New Year is coming. So
yeah.
I think, yeah. But people can see the slides from DDF.
And in the Istanbul release, you, I guess, you already have in R7 and R8 a lot of the intent. The intent framework is done, right? So, isn't there either, if you intend this to be a separate standalone component, you probably also need to. There's a big process to make that happen. Like the CPS team went through. It took about a half year to make that as a standalone component in an ONAP. The other possibility is that you are just a plugin in DCAE, and then you utilize existing component, the capabilities from other components, right?
Yeah, hello. Yeah, we propose that we show this requirement in architecture subcommittee. So we have this same question from, the people there.
Shocker. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I see. So are you trying to make this a standalone component? I'm curious, or are you going to eventually if how this is a subcomponent of something else?
Yeah, it's a open question right now, so we don't have a final decision.
But we were trying to our best to put it as an independent component. Otherwise, if it failed, well, we will make it a plugin or a subcomponent in other project.
I can show you the template. I can send you the email with a template that we worked on to a proposal. So it took many months. It took 3-4 months to draft the proposal because it takes a lot of work and detail to do that. So
sure. So Ben, want to share the screen or just
copy
the
link? I can just send you the link.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Maybe you can email us.
Yeah, I'm email it to you, and you can review it. There's a lot to. It took, like I said, a lot of work from the team to go over the details of a new component. It takes a lot of work. Yeah, I'm also curious. Do you have in mind other use cases already? Do you have some other ideas of what you want to either demonstrate or work with? Are there existing use cases that that you are thinking about?
We are thinking about the optimization use case. So we show some ideas in another standard SDO, right? In the ENI. as an AI. The use case is wireless optimization. And also, I see there are some use cases about energy saving.
I see.
So we are thinking about that.
Okay. I see you also interface with the end-to-end network slicing. You say you create slices there on point 8B. Have you been working with the end-to-end network slicing use case team or?
China Telecom, China Mobile,
like Ling Meng, yeah.
Yeah, Li Huang, yeah.
I see.
And okay. Min Zhang from China, from ETD slice team.
I see. Okay. Because they're also using, they're also using some of the NRM, 5G NRM, and that might be relevant to some of the things you're doing too.
Yeah, we got some many support from them.
Actually, we have a weekly meeting within a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I see, great. Okay, are there any other questions from anybody that on the...
can you go back to a previous slide? Just for my understanding, step number 4 in the sequence diagram about this intent knowledge. Well, what do you mean by
slide 8?
Yeah. Where there is a sequence diagram?
Slide 8, slide 8.
Okay.
Step number 4 for query intent knowledge. What do you mean by that? I mean, just for clarification and my
this intent knowledge is used to help the translation component to convert the intent input to the corresponding network solution. So that's the key techniques in our intent framework.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's an interesting point, Kamal. So I think between step 2, 3, and 4, there's some magic of knowing how to break down a request into something understandable by other components in ONAP, right? And I think you would probably want to make that general enough so that it's not just one very specific, factory augmentation throughput use case, right? So I would expect that you want that to be modeled general enough that other things you'd like to optimize or manage.
We want to do it in a general way. That's also what we do in our prototype, in our company.
We hope this sequence or these steps is general, but some things inside this step maybe model driven or mechanism.
Yeah. Okay. So Andy and Scott, before you joined, I went over the schedule for the realization calls, and I think we'll decrease the frequency of the 5G calls as well. So it's happening once every other month. And so we're due to have our call next time, 2 weeks from now. And I think one topic might be, if you guys don't have other things, in conjunction with other things you might want to talk about also, is maybe the intent-driven team can meet up with modeling and the CPS team to have a similar discussion like we did at the last 5G call, which I thought was productive, between the vertical industry use case teams and the modeling teams and the CPS teams. So would that be okay for everybody here? Do you think that's a good idea? It seems like, there's some CPS interface interaction here that might be good to have those two teams talking together.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea.
Okay. All right. So I'll reach out to all those teams. We are at time, so any other thoughts or questions from anybody? I thought this is a really great presentation. I certainly understand this much better.
Yeah, I have because there is no time to show another requirements. Maybe from intent team, I have copied the related functional requirement.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, great. Thanks. And I'll have the CPS team also. I'll have the CPS team also try to review this meeting. I think that would be good for them. And maybe next week, Andy and I, we can talk about, mention it on the modeling call, a resource call, that in 2 weeks' time, on the 22nd, we'll have these three teams talking together. Yeah. Okay. If there are no more comments, yeah. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, great. Thank you.
Yeah. So if there are no more comments, then we'll end the call here. Thank you very much again for your presentation. I thought it was really great. And I'll, if you give me these slides, I'll also post it up in the overviews wiki page. Yep.
Yeah, sure, Ben. Yeah, okay. I will send you.
Great. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Then.
Bye.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.